results. We're told to expect the number sometime today. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg tell the supporters.
It's too close to call.
We're going to walk out of here with our share of delegates.
Let's stay happy and let's head to New Hampshire.
We are going on to New Hampshire victorious.
We do know President Trump wins the Republican caucus in Iowa. A man convicted of spying for the United States is sentenced to death in Iran.
The Iranian judiciary identifying him as Amir Rahimpour and saying he'll be executed soon. Iranian state media quotes one official accusing the man of receiving money from the CIA to share details of Iran's nuclear program. Iran also saying two charity workers who are facing similar charges have been jailed for 15 years each.
That's Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
And now C-SPAN presents coverage for National Hemp Day.
In my view, the time is long overdue for us to remove the federal prohibition on marijuana.
This has been coverage for National Hemp Day from C-SPAN.
I think they were celebrating it a day early in Iowa. Don't you find this mind-boggling? And doesn't this make you a little suspicious?
And they were so proud of their brand new app that was going to help deliver the results quickly.
These must have been the same people that spent $20 billion for the Obamacare app. And look at how well they launched with that, huh?
Yeah, boy.
Crash and burn on day one. Anyway, it's 8 in the morning. If they were counting by hand, they should know something by now. But apparently not, and everybody has declared themselves a winner. Let's play that hot chocolate song this morning. 3 minutes after 8, if anything does break, we will let you know.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
So it's very mild this morning as compared to yesterday morning. We were in the upper 30s yesterday morning. We're in the upper 50s right now. And, today's high temperature in the middle 70s, so another spring-like day after a absolutely sensational Monday. So it'll become breezy a little bit later on today with scattered showers possible from time to time, but I don't think it's going to be a heavy situation. And as a matter of fact, much of the day will be dry, and the scattered showers continue tonight, low 62. Then tomorrow, this storm system is ever closer, and the risk of showers and thunderstorms are possible just about any time, but especially, I think, by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. And the greatest threat for severe weather, well, it's a pretty long window of time from, let's say, late Wednesday afternoon through dawn on Thursday morning. So that's a substantial window. There'll be periods of heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms and the threat of a tornado or two. Mid-70s on Wednesday, low 60s on Wednesday night. More rain likely on Thursday. Some of that could be locally heavy. I think the total rainfall from this weather system could be easily 2 to 4 inches, maybe some places a little bit more than 4, with mid-60s on Thursday and only mid-50s at best on Friday. It'll be breezy and much cooler by then. Right now this morning, calm winds, 57 degrees. Time is 8:05. You know, it's good to know. It's a good peace of mind to know that you're not going to be coming home to a major plumbing issue when you walk into your house and you hear splish splash and all the carpet and the whole house is flooded. I've got two neighbors on my street who came home from a trip, you know, and you're all tired. You're coming home for vacation, and you come home to a flooded home because of a problem you didn't know that was lurking. Well, our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire have something called the Whole House Plumbing Inspection. I got it at my house. It took about 35 minutes. And they check all your plumbing inside and out. And that way, you know that, there is that problem that could be lurking behind that dishwasher or maybe upstairs at the water heater there is going to be taken care of and fixed before it becomes a major problem and a flood, right? And they're ready 24 hours a day to take your care of your problem because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Shall we start a conundrum?
You want to?
Sure. We could give away the Joe Bonamassa tickets. We could do a dinner and a show.
Sure could.
Yeah.
Really would like to give away these Joe Bonamassa tickets to somebody who wants to go.
Mm-hmm. And this is on Thursday the 13th. So you could go by, have a Valentine's dinner
there
at
you go.
Seafood Bistro, right. And then go catch a Valentine's show at the Impact.
Yesterday, Rosie and I were doing some organization, and we must have thrown out 500 pounds of paper that's been just accumulating, right?
In your bag? Yeah.
And I had, for whatever reason, saved a whole bunch of news from 2016.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we also found some old conundrums that we could use.
Oh, wow.
So I may go browse through those. I'm not real happy with today.
I'm not thrilled with today's either.
I still got yesterday's that we didn't use.
Let me see that one.
We liked both, but I think the top one we liked more.
Well, yeah. Men are 3 times more likely to lose this than a woman. This is a challenge. Yeah, dinner and a show.
Okay. Yeah. Good deal.
2729228.
And if you, I'll throw out the answer if you want me to. Because I do that sometimes.
You don't even remember the answer.
I do not. I have no idea what the answer is.
That'll make it fun. That's the best part, you know. Get to. So research found that men are 3 times more likely to lose this than a woman. What would that be? 2729228. We'll start taking calls now. And the winner gets the Joe Bonamassa tickets and a Seafood Bistro gift card. And everybody that calls qualifies for end of the week grand prize drawing. Get over news at 8:08.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Got a bunch of calls, but I want you to take a look at this meme I just got. For next year's halftime show. Y'all keep it up next year's halftime show.
Yeah, y'all keep it up.
I'm just gonna pop that right onto Facebook.
Okay.
That's worth a chuckle or two.
Yeah.
We are at 9 minutes after the hour and we got a full board ready to win the Joe Bonamassa tickets. This computer. All right, and this is June?
June.
No, it's February.
Is it just me or do I see a second sunrise this morning? I see this red glow coming from behind Rich's computer.
Yes. This is that's good.
Hi, Joan.
How are you?
Good morning.
How's
good morning.
Chachi? Yes, we're ready. What is it that men are 3 times more likely to lose than a woman?
Well, this is not my real answer. I was going to say something funny like girlfriends. But my answer is car keys.
Car keys.
Car keys is not the answer, but that's a good joke, and I like that.
Okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
I love your sense of humor. 2729228, Austin.
Yeah, hey.
Austin, what do you think? What is it that men are 3 times more likely to lose than a woman?
Well, as a bald dude myself, I've got to go with hair.
Hair, okay. That's an excellent guess because... Well, now you got us going in the right direction now. Thanks for trying, 2729228.
Yeah.
Our next caller gets greeted with his own song.
Here I come to save the day. That means the mighty mountain is on the way.
Hey, Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse.
What do you think the answer is this
one? How about a hat?
A hat.
Better 3 times more likely to lose a hat. is nuts. Oh.
So far, the best answer was hair.
Hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But thanks for calling, Mighty Mouse. Appreciate it.
Yes, and thanks for all you do. Walt.
Hey, Walt.
Hey.
What do you think? What is it that men are three times more likely to lose than a woman?
Well, I would say, with that little hint, I would say glasses.
Glasses is.
No. Not it.
Good guess.
Not it.
Thank you. Catman. We've had Mighty Mouse and Catman in the same thing. How about that?
Hey, Catman.
Well, I'm not really terribly sure myself, but if I was married, I'd say your sanity.
Sanity.
I love that guess, and it's a good one. And
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. Dustin is just in with this guess.
Oh.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, we're great. What do you think? What is the answer? What are we looking for here?
What about a wallet?
A wallet?
Wallet is?
I think that might have been guessed. I'm not sure.
Was it?
It might have been. But no, it's not a wallet.
Or car keys.
So
back to the drawing board. Hair was the best guess so far.
Yeah.
Is this Don or Dan? Is it June?
Don. It's February. His name is February. Yeah. No. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I want to say hearing.
Hearing.
It says men are three times more likely to lose their hearing.
That's it.
Very good.
All That's right. what I heard. Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're dinner and a show.
Excited.
How about that?
Yeah.
You're going to MPEC.
Very excited.
Yeah. It's going to be... and that's the day before Valentine's Day, correct? Yeah. All right.
So Thursday
night.
Seafood Bistro. Good
All right, Don. That's exactly what we were looking for. It wasn't hair, but it was hearing.
Hang on.
We're going to let you talk to JJ here.
Yeah, he's going to get you a jam up and jelly tight with your prize at 8:13. Stupid news coming up next.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you. Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ain't no football now, it's gone. Won't be back till Labor Day. Ain't no football now, it's gone. The TV ain't been on, nothing worth watching anyway. Now my wife gets the remote Downton Abbey, Dr. Oz. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Can't they put one more game on? Don't know why, just because. 'Cause I love the Rams, the Colts, the Bears, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Bronx, the Jets, the Browns, the Saints, the Bills, the Niners, Eagles, Redskins, Steelers, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers, Patriots, Dolphins, Cowboys, Lions, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals. I ought to get outside and run. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Just basketball every day. Ain't no football, now it's gone. It's always gone, too. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news It's Greg Budell.
Spent the last couple of minutes accessing every major trustworthy news site from the New York Post to FoxNews.com and a few others, and they still have no idea what happened in the Iowa caucuses, and I find that absolutely amazing. What a great... So busy predicting that President Trump is going to sell Alaska to the Russians. This is how deranged they are. Here's a sample of some of the competence that took place in Iowa last night.
I'm just waiting on hold and... This is a real coincidence, Wolf. I just got off hold just now, so I've got to get off the phone to report the results.
All right, go ahead and report your results. Can we listen in as you report them, Sean?
Yep.
All right, let's listen.
All right. Okay, hi. Hello? They hung up on me. Okay, I've got to get back in line on hold.
It took forever.
They just hung up.
You could hear the person on the other line saying hello, and he took forever to get over there. He's like, oh, hey, they're calling me, Wolf. I should get over there and report them. Okay, we'll let you get over there and report them. Hey, can we listen? Hello? Hello? And, God, you morons.
Duh.
Not that they had anything to give you anyway, obviously.
Yeah, well, you know, it's now 8 o'clock the next day, and in the days before they could electronically count things, hand ballots, we'd see the results sooner than this. To me, this raises every red flag that this is a rigged outcome, that it's not what they want, and I think you're going to see some...
Is that the only state that does caucusing?
Yeah.
For that? Okay, Iowa, switch it.
The only reason they get the attention, there's their first.
They can still be first without doing caucuses. I don't know how caucuses work.
I love the headline, the caucus chaos, though. That's perfect.
Duh, Moines.
Yeah, I don't remember this, but I do know the news story that the Kennedy-Nixon thing was announced on a Today Show. The winner, we didn't know who the president
was.
That
would have been by now.
Yeah.
You know, that was when they were counting by hand, and you know, they had giant tote boards
and big rooms.
In fact, one of the more exciting experiences I had when I was very young and new in the business when I worked for NBC in Chicago was the 72 election. I got to work as a runner. And basically all we did was take stuff that was ripped by a reporter
off
a wire.
Off the teletype.
Handed to us, and we were told which anchor to hand it to because everybody was working a different...
Different beat?
Yeah, a different part of it.
Right.
But you were on and off TV all night long because it was happening in real time.
That's too cool.
And
WMAQ.
But they sure have modernized that process, haven't they? To everybody's benefit.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. So that's our most electrifying story. It's also part of today's...
At least they're not going to hang Chad.
Time. It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid. News.
Let's go.
Did you know the 10 laziest days of the year at work are all Mondays and Tuesdays?
I believe that.
Zippia.com. Zippia. October 29th, Tuesday, right before Halloween, is the laziest day, work day of the year.
I wonder why that is.
Others that are on the list, Monday, April 22nd, the day after Easter.
That makes sense.
Blur. Hang on. I don't mean to be rude.
Excuse me!
Monday, November 11th.
Why Monday the 11th?
Well, it's Veterans Day, but a lot of people had to work, so it's one of those in-between kind of days. Tuesday, October 15th made the list because it's the day after Columbus Day. Most of these are just random. By the way, if you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day at a restaurant, you should make a reservation today.
We found that out last year, didn't we?
We sure did.
That actually sounds wrong.
I was going to say. What?
Sounds wrong. Just Roz...
Right.
And Greg and I were going to have decided at Christmas we were going to eat at a certain restaurant.
Yes.
And we didn't get around to it until February. And we realized you couldn't get a reservation at a restaurant. And this was 10 days out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With Valentine's Day coming up, again, today, if you are planning on dining at a place that accepts reservations, today is your best day to call.
Especially the fact that it falls on a Friday this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah.
The best places for single people.
Okay.
Home.
Who don't want to be single people anymore, yeah. Wallet Hub just ranked all 57 states from best place for single people who don't want to be single to the worst. Among the best states for singles who don't want to be single, Florida, California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, and Michigan. And guess who wound up on one of the worst places to be single?
Alabama.
Right you are, Bugs. We're up there with Arkansas, North Dakota, Kentucky, Kansas, Mexico, Mississippi made the list.
Mexico, you mean New Mexico?
New Mexico, excuse me. We haven't annexed them yet, have we? I'm waiting for that war to start. What other brilliant advice do we have for you today? This story bugs me because I don't believe it. It says that 61% of Americans say that a lot of traditional life milestones aren't really important to them anymore.
Like, for instance?
Saving for retirement, getting married, having kids, buying a home, and getting engaged. And the reason we're not embracing these traditional goals, personal insecurities, not being financially stable, being with a partner who doesn't prioritize those things, paying off student loans first, and friends are also delaying those things so that they don't feel any pressure to do them. Well, you know, we all have, as Marissa Tomei demonstrated so brilliantly, and my cousin Vinny, our biological clocks do tick. And you have a limited amount of time to get in on some of these life events.
Yes, that's very true.
So I will probably spend some more time on that one this afternoon. Coming up in our Morning Maroon nominees, we have a guy posing as a janitor. We have a woman who used something very unpleasant to make a point with her boyfriend. And more. It'll be another tough decision day. Multiple nominees.
Okay, on Morning Maroon.
Mr. Electric brings you our most electrifying story of the day. Let me just double check, just in case anything broke since we
caucus.
Last brought it. Yeah. Anything new?
Of course not.
Nah. A lot of finger pointing. A lot of fat people in Iowa, too. Heifers. Them Iowans. 245-1566 for upfront pricing. Master certified electricians who can do installs, repairs, whatever you need. Safety checkup is a good idea every so often. Electrical fires are incredibly destructive because they spread very quickly. And if you hear an unusual humming sound, it's recommended you have no more than one appliance plugged into any outlet. I mean, that means if your microwave is plugged in, don't put your toaster in. Anytime you see a flickering or something doesn't appear right, don't wait. Call Mr. Electric. 245-1566, get them in, get it fixed, get it installed. They do appointments on time at your convenience, not theirs. And they always tidy up any debris that's created from an install or repair. MrElectric.com for more information. Now you never have to worry about who to call.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a major crash on Perry Hill Road at Interstate Park Drive. Expect delays there. Perry Hill Road is a parking lot right now. If you use that this morning, you might want to use an alternate route. We've got moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Please use caution on the interstate if you're heading in. We've still got a lot of congestion at Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, very heavy this morning. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic for your ride into work. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, and then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Construction's happening here. Highway signs ain't exactly clear. There's a trucker on meth over there. Hazards mean I got to beware. I think it's time we stop honking. Hate that sound. Everywhere the traffic's slowing down. There's double lines being drawn. A 10-speed bike just cut across my lawn. Old ladies taking their time. Getting so much tailgating from behind. It's time we stop honking. Hate that sound. Everywhere the traffic's slowing down.
Where is Grand Bay, Alabama?
Grand Bay, isn't it near the coast? I think I can look it up.
No, it's just reading more news, bringing embarrassment to our state.
Grand Bay, Alabama is located... Where is this at? Let's see. Oh, near the Mississippi line.
Oh.
Very close to the Mississippi line.
Oh.
Just a bit northwest of Bay-le-Batre.
Okay, so I'm just looking at a story here from that neck of the woods about one guy who confronted another because he was whizzing in public.
Oh.
And, well, the disagreement ended in somebody getting shot in the face. That's worth it. Jeez. From AL.com. Can we stop behaving that way, please? It's rude, crude, and unattractive. It's pop
just exit off of I-10. And
yeah, I see it.
There it is.
Oh, that could be down that way. That could be anybody. That could be Mississippi, Louisiana. It's not necessarily
that's true.
Alabamians. And are men who drive fancy cars more likely to be bad people? I don't know if that's true. Dunkaroo cookies are coming back this summer.
Dunkaroos?
And Dunkin' Donuts. Would you like a Dunkin' Donuts jelly donut covered in hot sauce? No. I don't think so. But that's a thing now. We're on top of all the latest cultural trends here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
No, I'm not roasting.
In our morning roast.
Oh, no, I'm not Rusty.
We're getting confused with Rusty. What could this mean? Who do we have, Jay? Hello?
Who the hell?
Charles.
Listen, what's going on in Iowa was called by the Russians and the Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
There's no football. That's fine, too. There's pizza on Tuesday night. There's bomb hovers on Wednesday night. But guess what time it is, my brother?
What time?
It's Trump time. Daytime, nighttime, supper time. Trump time, my brothers and sisters. Trump on.
Trump on. Thank you, Charles. Charles makes appearances Wednesday evenings at bomb hours. and is quite the character. He's my first, it's hard to believe, first caller on this station.
Is that right?
Back, yeah, he was a regular with Don Markwell.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started the afternoon show on the old AM station, when I started hearing from some of the people I heard on Don's show, I thought, well, there, maybe I'll stick around then. Maybe I can make this work.
If these people are calling now.
Here it is 10 and a half years later, and still doing it.
I would say it worked out fine, buddy.
Until death do us part. While we're waiting for Jay to get back, let's check in on Rich's forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're batting 1,000 on February weather so far. We had 78 yesterday. We're looking for mid-70s today. It's going to turn breezy a little bit later on. There'll be some scattered spotty showers here and there on the radar today and tonight. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow now, as that storm system, which is west of the Mississippi River, gets a little bit closer to us. Showers and thunderstorms are possible just about any time tomorrow, but especially, I think, by the afternoon and especially into the early evening hours and overnight Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest severe weather threat window would be, let's say, from late Wednesday afternoon in the far western counties through the overnight hours, and I mean right on till dawn on Thursday. We'll have to be very watchful, and of course, we will be watching it for you, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It knows where you are. It'll give you instant notifications for severe weather alerts and even a audio cue. Mid-70s for a high Wednesday tomorrow, low 60s tomorrow night, and then more rain on Thursday. Rainfall could be locally heavy at times with a high temperature in the mid-60s, and the total rainfall when this whole storm system is done could be easily 2 to 4 inches, some places more than 4 inches. Then breezy, much colder behind the system on Friday. Right now this morning, calm wind, 57 degrees, 834.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Five things that go on sale in the month of February. That's coming up.
Hey, Cooter called and said that accident on Perry Hill is all cleared up.
Cleared up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Here with a word about a little something a little further up Perry Hill, right up the street from us, as a matter of fact. Seafood Bistro.
That is. It's Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road, which is not far from here, like Greg said. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every single day. 279-7500 is the number, but the one you want to remember is not only their name, but their website, theseafoodbistro.com. It's their name with a .com at the end of it, theseafoodbistro.com. When you go there, you're going to see pictures of every single item on the menu, which is going to make your decision-making a little bit tougher, I can tell you that. Unless you know, like, determined to know what you want, and you can go in there and make that order without adding on to it, I challenge you to do that, because you won't. Because the appetizers are just fantastic. Corn nuggets, you can get some corn nuggets with your food. You can get some fried cheese curds, some fried pickles to go with your food as well. Regardless of what you get, it goes well with it. Take the fried pickles, put them in your salad.
That's a great idea.
Ain't that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a salad. You know, you're doing a salad thing. They got the BLT salad, the Caesar, the Bistro salad. You can get grilled fish or fried fish put on there. And put the fried pickles on your salad, too. It's fantastic ideas that you can have at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can put your order in on their website. You can also do it with the delivery apps that are on your phone. Get it delivered to your home or office if you'd like to do that. So check them out, The Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay. It is 8:35. Let's see what's happening out there as we get close to the end of the rush.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We still have an accident on Perry Hill at Interstate Park Drive. Perry Hill Road is pretty much a parking lot. You might want to avoid Perry Hill if you use that route this morning. Take an alternate route to wherever you're headed. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're very busy on the inbound still, like Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. Very busy this morning, as well as Taylor Road. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade on anything you can bring in for trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Speaking of Texas, bring your tax questions to the radio this afternoon. It's our annual visit with Steve Duro, our resident CPA who brings us up to speed with all the changes and stuff we'll need to know, especially for those of you who self-file. Every year, there's something different.
I got a tax appointment at 10:30 this morning.
I hope it goes well.
I hope it does, too.
8:37, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time for a risky click of the day.
Uh-oh. What is it labeled?
Weird Al Super Bowl.
Oh.
I have no idea what's on this.
Right?
If it's Weird Al, it might be funny. It might be. Who knows?
Weird Al Yankovic has been a pop icon for decades. He's always been on the cutting edge of song parodies about food and grammar. His latest album...
I think they were trying to get him to do the halftime show.
It's time for Al to take the biggest stage on the planet.
Still a good idea.
The Super Bowl halftime show. We need your help to make this Weird Al Super Bowl weird dream come true. Plus, a Weird Al wardrobe malfunction is just too juicy to pass up. Sign the petition to make Weird Al Yankovic the next Super Bowl halftime superstar.
I still think it's a good idea.
It's fantastic. What's the word? I don't want to say evergreen, but you know what I'm saying? He'll work in any year.
Yeah.
He probably knows his way around a pole, too.
I don't know.
Look at the parodies he would have to do. There's so many parodies of Super Bowl pasts that he would have to that he'd have to incorporate.
The Super Bowl takes itself way too seriously to do something funny. And again, I just put this. I don't know if you saw it, Jay. I was showing it to Rich earlier. This meme going around after the reaction to the game.
Yeah.
Next year's halftime show.
I'll keep it up. This is what we're going to get next year, yeah.
Let's bring in the great Ayatollah of America, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Impossible future presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be a last-minute add to those crocuses. Our Money Maroon nominees.
Well, we'll get the caucus results and Kerry's name will be on the list. Yeah. Out of nowhere.
By the way, is there anything new on that?
No. There's not a thing new on it.
It just gets more suspicious with every passing minute.
Well, it makes the hanging Chad look, you know, normal.
Our first nominee, once again, the Nobel Committee, hands out its prizes like vending machine gumballs. The Peace Prize is... Greta Thunberg has received a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. Really? For what? What exactly? She was Times Person of the Year. This poor, abused, and disturbed child is going to get a Nobel Prize. And Times Person of the Year. It must be tough. Isn't there anybody out there that actually contributed to peace who actually deserves it? This is another SMH moment. Had to bring that one in.
Sorry. Okay.
In everyday stupidity, we have this. A crew is making repairs to a broken water main in the city of Southfield, Michigan. I spent some time there. It's actually where you escape to when you want to get out of dangerous Detroit. A car decided, these barricades don't apply to me. So he drove around and drove promptly into a big pool of freshly poured concrete.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
The road commission says the concrete will have to be re-poured after they remove the car, which is going to be a very difficult process because it sank in the concrete.
Right.
And is going to be about twice its normal weight to pull up. The driver was given several tickets, will have to also cover the costs of the damage and the re-pouring of the concrete.
That's going
to
be a...
Kind of interesting. They don't do a lot of concrete on roads anymore, you know, on highways anymore.
Well, it's Michigan, you know. They're just catching up to the rest of the world. And then we have a guy who was, for reasons they still aren't sure, working as a janitor in an elementary school when, in fact, he wasn't a janitor at that school at all.
He do what now?
Yeah, he, for some reason... Yeah, he's been impersonating a janitor. they're still not sure why this guy decided to show up.
And for how long?
Just for a day.
Oh, a day. Okay, I thought it went on longer than that.
One of the teachers became suspicious, probably because he was actually working.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we had Harry Vanderkamp. He was our school janitor. And everybody liked Mr. Harry, but he spent most of his time in his office with his transistor radio and his little television set.
Charlie Bickers, Mr. Bickers.
Every once in a while, you'd see old Harry Vanderkamp pushing his bucket down the hall because some kid puked and they needed to, throw some
sawdust.
Exactly. Sawdust to get rid of that, to absorb that that aroma. One more possibility here. I think I have some audio for this one. This happened in London. There was a terror incident there Sunday when a guy stabbed a couple of people. The victim survived, but the suspect was killed by cops. While all of this was going down, police were trying to evacuate everybody from a nearby restaurant because they didn't want them to be in danger. And, one of the servers had an issue with that. Here's the audio. Oh, this is not going to play now?
There's something else playing.
I see.
Fox, I have to cut Fox out. Let's see if that works.
Sorry, guys, we're going to have to close. We've got to evacuate, I'm afraid.
What?
Everyone's going to have to go, I'm afraid. There's been a terrorist incident down there. We're closing everything down at the moment. If you guys want to stay safe, you'll listen to me.
Just give us half an hour. We can just have
to leave. Madam, a terrorist has been shot dead just down there. They've got a possible IED vest on them, which is a bomb. If you want to try and stay in for half an hour and you want to put people's lives in danger, then be my guest. If not, please listen to me and please make your way out of the shop, turn from that place and make your way from the area.
Yeah, she asked, can you hold off on this evacuation for half an hour because people have to eat?
Yeah.
They were very unimpressed by the threat.
So,
I don't know. I think the guy who's impersonating a janitor, maybe? Why?
You did it for one day. Now, the driver guy, he made a mistake.
Well, he got impatient.
He got impatient. Yeah. But this one just seems odd.
Strange.
Going to the school and impersonating a janitor for one day.
Impersonating the mayor? No. Impersonating a police officer? No. Impersonating
a little too high profile, I guess.
A janitor.
Maybe,
this is
I
what you
know.
Do for fun in Brush Prairie, Washington.
Brush Prairie?
No damage was done to school property. They're just running an investigation, but I guess if you saw a janitor actually mopping the floor of a school.
Could you not hear that your janitor coming from... you know, from a long distance because of the jingling keys he had.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. God, what a memory you have. We'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Nobody was harmed in the making of that story. If you would like to team up with the very best to take care of your car, when you need tires, people, you never have to think twice about who's going to help me keep my vehicle on the road or get new wheels. Don Duncan can answer and solve all of those problems for you. All three Don Duncan locations staffed by certified master technicians. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics, and they can take care of all the simple things, too. And when they do that, they do it with a little flair. They vacuum out the car to make sure that...
Yeah, they're so personable.
Yes.
And nice to the customer.
They understand that sometimes, you know, a flat tire occurs at the worst possible time if you need to ride to your office or back home. Just let them know. Don't be afraid to ask. They're happy to accommodate. It's customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. Don always does straight, direct business with the manufacturers, so they'll quote you a wholesale price on your favorite brand of tires, and that always includes installation. Three locations to choose from, serving Prattville and Millbrook, from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's in Millbrook, but very convenient to Prattville. Downtown at 408 Madison, if you work for the government and drive in every day, could make it more convenient for you. And then, of course, serving southeastern Montgomery from their location on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Our final traffic update at 8:49.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an accident on Perry Hill at Interstate Park Drive. Perry Hill Road is pretty much a parking lot. You might want to avoid Perry Hill if you use that route this morning. Take an alternate route to wherever you're headed. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're very busy on the inbound still, like Atlanta Highway, Vaughan Road, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. Very busy this morning, as well as Taylor Road. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade on anything you can bring in for trade. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10.
For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'll try to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
During the Super Bowl halftime show, fans were surprised at how well two mature mamacitas can move. Relive it all in their new album, Now That's What I Call Milk Music. Sing along as Shakira and J-Lo shake their booties that have held up really well.
Don't be fooled by the butt that I got. I'm still older than your mom.
It's Now That's What I Call Milk Music. Order online now. Then be sure to clear your browser history.
I'm still hot. Don't you wish I was your neighbor's mom?
It's, they say milk? It is 8:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Joining us live is our friend Randy Burkhalter.
Hello.
Hey, Randy.
How are y'all? What's happening out there at Prattville Farm Center these days?
I tell you, we had a little springtime weather here.
Yeah.
My grass.
You said the high was 78 yesterday.
78 yesterday. My grass is so green. unbelievable.
A little premature.
Yep.
A little premature. Of course, here's the thing. I know it's tempting to want to go out and put fertilizer and whatnot.
Right. We all know what could happen, though.
Yeah. I would say.
A shocker.
For better days. But it is a good time to plant potatoes, onions, any type of green. If you wanted to start tomatoes and peppers indoors, you can still do that. So putting out lime on yards, garden spots, good thing to do now. On these warm days,
yes,
like we had yesterday.
Right.
It's a real good time to get ahead of the ants. And you do that by days like yesterday and today. Well, maybe not today. It's going to rain. But yesterday, putting out a bait. You know, in the world of ant control, there's only two things. There's contact poison and there's bait. Baits, they actually eat. Contact poison, self-inflammatory. And now there's a lot of different stuff out there. It can be confusing. But the trick to a bait is you have to apply it at the right time, right temperature, and the right method. So good time to get ahead of the ant.
Where do you strategically place those? Is that like a granular thing you spread around, or is it?
If you have if you're treating indoor ants, not fire ants, I recommend a liquid bait, actually. Right. And if you're treating fire ant mounds, it's a granular bait. Gotcha. Two different matrices. They call them matrices. I like to repeat that because it sounds smart.
Well, the stuff you gave me for fire ants, man, that takes less than 24 hours.
That stuff's amazing. That's acephate. It's actually a contact killer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the easiest product to apply because you do not water it in. You don't disturb the mound. As a matter of fact, you try to get it on there kind of ninja style, so they don't even know you've done anything.
Uh-huh.
And they track it back down to the mound. It works really quick.
Sure does. All the products you need to grow a better garden, to get rid of the weeds and things you don't want growing, and the advice to go with it on how to, you just heard a great example here with Randy, on how to get the best value and results from the products you buy at Prattville Farm Center.
Yeah.
Stop by and see them. They're open. Give us your hours and location.
We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And we're just a little past the Uptown McDonald's on Highway 31. That's on the south side by about a third of a mile.
Okay.
So stop by and we'll give you a whole speech on that. All kind of other stuff.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank y'all.
All right. Say hi to Mrs. B for us, A57. Joey is just in from Iowa, Alabama. We'll talk to him later.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So, the midterm elections are over. The votes have been counted. And you lost. But did you know that that sad, dejected feeling you're experiencing may be more than just post-voting day stress? You may be suffering from electile dysfunction.
I think that's the diagnosis of Iowa.
Yeah. Is this worse than the hanging chad in Florida? I don't know.
Well, that was a whole presidential election. And, you know, it's the same two counties in Florida every single time.
Broward and...
And Palm Beach. Yeah.
The Iowa Groundhog saw its shadow.